Experience three local indie rock bands at this month's Slug Localized, featuring co-headliners Your Meteor and Forest Feathers, along with opener Mortigi Tempo. Sponsored by High West Distillery, KRCL 90.9 FM, Spilt Ink SLC, and Uinta Brewing Company. This 21 plus free show happens at 8 p.m. on September 15th at Urban Lounge.
Don't you know what I'm doing to you? Don't you know what I'm saying?
Shh. Are you listening?
This is Slug Soundwaves. I'm Lena Rinne, and I play the drums in Purbats and the auto harp in a band called Strummy Cuckoo. I grew up in a home that was very, very education focused and kind of intellectual based. And the creative part was a bit more hobby oriented. I took some obligatory piano lessons. I actually grew up as a child in Finland, but then I went to American Fork High School. And so it was after I met my sweetheart, David Payne, that music became really an active part of my life. It wasn't into my 20s, when Julie Stutznager asked me to play bass in Stiletto, that I actually really picked up an instrument and played rock and roll. And since then, so that's been almost 15 years now, just been pretty constantly in bands, so I've had really the honor and pleasure of playing with amazing musicians. Started in Stiletto and then played in Sabrosa for a couple of years, played with Kathy Foy in Sea Monster, and then played in some great projects, fun projects with my husband as well. So I'm not driven by music the same way that those around me are. I mean, I love playing music, but I know many musicians who it's the number one thing they care about. It's on their mind all the time. I mean, my sweetheart, he plays music hours and hours and hours every single day. And by comparison, I'm a different type of musician. I just love playing music. So part of my process of becoming a musician was just identifying myself as a musician. I guess this is the first time that I've confidently been able to say, I'm a musician. My process was maybe a bit different than other musicians who just know that they're a musician in their core from the time they're a child. For me, it's been a bit more of a journey. I play the bass. That was my first instrument. I've played the bass probably the most. I play the drums currently, and I really love the drums. The drums are different for me. It's a different part of my brain I feel like it uses when I'm playing the drums. It's almost got a mathematical feel to it for my mind. I can play guitar, but not particularly well. And then I play the auto harp. If you've seen A Mighty Wind, or if you've seen any kind of 70s folk bands play, that was a prominent instrument. Dave bought me one for Christmas or something. It's a fun instrument in that it's so simple. There's nothing particularly complex about it, but it's kind of a sweet sound. And the band that I play right now, the auto harp in, it's just Dave and I, and Hallie Jean plays drums with us sometimes. It's just sweet music. It's just really sweet and soft, and Dave and I sing love songs. So it's got a nice kind of tone to it. In terms of having a favorite instrument, I don't think I do have one. I do feel like that my brain is used in different ways. When I'm playing the drums, it feels different mentally than when I'm playing the bass or the few occasions that I play the guitar. I don't think there's one that I enjoy more than the other. It's just a different experience for me. This has really been being comfortable in my own skin and being comfortable with my level of talent. Again, because I'm surrounded with just brilliant musicians, I really have the belief that you can put effort in and be a better musician, right? Of course. So if I practiced more, I'd be a better musician. And the fact that I'm not, I'm totally comfortable with that. So feeling comfortable with my skill level and not having any kind of inferiority complex about that, just being really happy to play music. There's no insecurity around my level of competency as a musician. I enjoy playing music, I think, in every context I've ever had. Festivals, bars, house concerts, and we throw a fair number of house concerts at our house. And then, of course, every Wednesday at Twilight Lounge, I'll either sit in on the Jazz Jaguars or, as a special guest, we'll join with Strummy Cuckoo or with the Glinting Gems. For me, it's just, I love playing music. I don't think I'm particular about it, and I don't play enough to be particular about it. I play a few times a month, so just any time I get a chance, I like it. So I am the full-time breadwinner for my household and have a very corporate job. I'm a business consultant. My expertise is in time management. I co-authored a book on time management. The one challenge is that in my job, I travel every week. So I'm gone, 3 to 5 days a week, different cities almost every day. And so that does make it challenging. At one point, Dave actually built me a small guitar that I could take in my suitcase with me, and that helped. More recently, I found there's really great apps. So I'm trying to learn to read music, which I don't know how to do. So there's a great app that helps, like flashcards to help me learn to read music. Or there's great tutorials on playing guitar, just even on YouTube. So I found that the technology piece can really facilitate my musical capability while I'm traveling. Playing music, it's just a priority. It has to be a priority. Everything's a priority. So where do I want to spend my time? I have kids as well. Dave and I have 2 daughters. So that's a priority. And playing music has to be a priority. That's quite easy in my household because it's such a prominent part of the household, right? Dave plays music, the kids play music. So that makes it a bit easier. But in the end, I think it comes down to, is this going to be a priority for me or not? And what's going to have to go? There's an opportunity cost every moment. I don't think it's that hard to balance being a career person in music as long as the music stays a priority. So Dave and I have 2 daughters that are 9 years old, and one loves playing the drums. She loves it. The other one kind of loves playing music and would prefer to draw. We'd believe that you have to love playing music. There's no part of us that would force our kids to play music. I was forced to take piano lessons as a kid. I don't think it did me any favors in terms of my relationship with music because I didn't enjoy it and I just had to practice 30 minutes every day. We have a surprisingly loose philosophy around whether they play music or not. We offer lessons. It's very much a part of our culture at home. Dad going to play a gig or mom having a gig is just a totally normal thing for our kids. So I'm hoping that context helps them to embrace music. We always talk about having a family band, and Dave does have a band that he plays with the girls occasionally, but we haven't started the full family band yet. I think we'll get there. Gotta get the outfits first. So over the years, as I've expanded my capability in musical instruments, I've actually never been a singer. I've done a few little backup vocals, but I would never have called myself a singer. So that's been another part of the evolution, is that I've just started singing in the last few months. And with this new project called Strummy Cuckoo, which we'll have a track on in just a moment, I am singing and also playing the auto harp. The singing's a very vulnerable thing, I think, generally. And I wouldn't say I have a great voice, but again, I really am loving it. I'm loving singing, even though I'm just still learning the skill. So this track is a song called If I Stay Too Long by The Creation. It's a cover song. I'm singing and I'm on auto harp. It was recorded at Twilight Lounge, live recording, so it's a bit lo-fi, but I think it's pretty. Thank you.
will stop and stare, as if I was in a
So every Wednesday that I'm in town, I am at Twilight Lounge. It's not that many Wednesdays because of my travel schedule, but I'll be there this coming Wednesday, and anytime I am in town, I'll sit in on Jazz Jaguars or Stormy Cuckoo will be a special guest. So you can catch us there. Starts at 9, no cover charge, but it is 21 and older. It's a bar.
Slug Magazine's Rough Side of the Lens marks the second event in the 17th annual Summer of Death Skate Series. Based around teams of three skaters and a videographer, Rough Side of the Lens breaks ground as Salt Lake City's first filming contest. Skate teams will submit their footage on the day of the contest, which will then be assembled into rough cuts and judged. Once the results are in, a final cut would be assembled for a video premiere and awards show in October. Team registration takes place between 9:45 and 10:45 a.m. at Half and Half Skate Shop on Saturday, September 10th. Put your team together and join Slug for Rough Side of the Lens.